Okay, I've got Jim Studley here with me. Jim, what do you do here at KHNS?
Yes, I have a good time. I'm here with the backcountry program, learning all kinds of new things for an old man, and I enjoy it. I'm having a good time.
In fact, you bring your daughter in here. She visits you a lot.
Nikki comes in every Tuesday with me. It's our show.
Tell me about your mom.
My mom was the most loving, caring woman on the planet. And, of course, then my wife came along, and she became the other most loving, caring woman. And she's a mother as well. So my mom was just a wonderful person. She brought me into this world. She put up with all my crap. And can I say that on the radio?
Anyway, if it's true, yeah.
I did. It is. It is. I was no saint. I don't claim to be one now. But mothers were always an inspiration. The mothers were at the football games. The mothers were cheering you on at the baseball games. And my mother was no different. She packed us around to all of the sporting events, even gave us the ride home after the dance.
You did mention your wife, of course. Are there any other special mothers other than your own in your life? And I assume that the mother of your child would be one of them.
Yeah, well, of course, my mother is one. We said that. My wife is the mother of my daughter, and is Nicole. But I just have to say, I was looking around town, and I had a conversation with one of the elder women of our community, and I said, Gail, look at all of these women that are here. And there literally was, in this one particular setting, the women outnumbered the men almost 5-1.
Wow.
Yeah. And so that means that women, especially Alaska women, are really tough. They are survivors. And so I think genetically women are survivors. Anyway, that's what I concluded about Alaska women. Happy Mother's Day to those Alaska women survivors, because, gosh dang, there's sure a lot of you here in Haines, and you're an inspiration to all of us.
Very well put. My next question was, what does motherhood mean to you? But I think you've already covered that. They're always there, and they're tough. And
yes, that's true. They're just a loving, caring being. And I think that, gosh dang, without mothers, where would we be? I wouldn't be here.
Yeah, me either. you said earlier when I said, tell me about your mother, you said she was. So is she still with us?
No, my mom passed away in total bliss. She died a couple, 3 years ago. And she died peacefully and just, asleep in prayer, I think. I don't know. It appeared that she was. But she was not upset in any way. It wasn't traumatic. We should all be so blessed to, go on in that light.
Excellent. Any other special messages for the moms in your life and around you?
Well, I just go back and I think about all of the mothers of my friends. And boy, they sure took you by the ear and set you straight. If you were
as if doing you were their own.
That's right. Uh-huh. If you were doing something that you weren't supposed to be doing, it didn't matter if they were your mom or not. Boy, they acted like it. They helped you grow up. And I think that's what mothers do. Mothers help children grow up to be better human beings. And I know that all the mothers around me sure did that for me. So I'm grateful to all of them, mine particularly. But, I could go back and I could think of, half a dozen moms that, substituted for the football game carpool, or, that had the picnic on the beach and roasted the weenies and drug us around. So there was lots of moms involved. Moms in general are just pretty special people. They're darn special. And, women outlive men, so they are very special on top of that. At least looking around in Haines, they sure do.
All right. Well, thanks, Jim.
You're welcome.
I've got Chuck Hain with me.
Hello.
Hello, Chuck. Chuck, what do you do here at KHNS?
I sort out albums. All the albums that are donated from various sources, go through them, clean them up, and get them wrecked.
You're basically the vinyl custodian.
Yeah, you've got that right.
All right. Now, I'm sure that you're aware that Sunday is Mother's Day.
Oh, yeah, that's correct.
Tell me about your mother.
My mom?
Yeah.
She's great.
Yeah?
She's excellent. She's keeping the house back in Buffalo all together for everybody, and very busy.
Yeah? So
yeah, she's great.
Buffalo's kind of a long ways away, isn't it?
It definitely is. I just saw her in January, so getting ready to make another trip back.
You're going
to
call her on Sunday?
Yes. Oh, definitely.
Most of course definitely. You are. Do you know any other mothers? Any special mothers in your life?
Yes, my girlfriend's a mom.
Oh, is she?
Yes, she's great, too.
Yeah?
Mm-hmm. And I sent her something already for Mother's Day, as well as my mom.
Very thoughtful.
Oh, yeah.
You're not about to get scolded for missing that, are you?
No, I'll probably get scolded for sending her something. She says I send her too much stuff.
Oh, is that right?
She's in Buffalo as well.
What does motherhood mean to you? Does that, you think of motherhood, what do you think?
I just think of my mom.
Yeah?
She's always been there.
How many, you got brothers and sisters?
One brother, one sister. So my mom's a grandmother as well. Not for me, though.
Okay.
My sister and my brother have kids.
Does she seem like a grandma to you?
No, she seems like my mom.
How old are you?
I'm 40. She's 63. It's hard to believe that she's 63. I always remember my mom being 40. She was 40 forever.
Is that right?
Yeah. My mom was young when she had me. I always thought she was 40, though.
That's funny, but you still do. So back
yes.
then?
Back then she was older. Now she's younger.
So she's probably pretty happy about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You should tell her that you think of her as 40 forever.
I should. I think I will. I'll tell her Sunday.
She did do that.
Yeah.
She'll enjoy that. You said you were 40.
Correct.
Does she treat you like you're a 40-year-old man?
No.
What does she treat you like?
Like I'm a kid. I'm her firstborn, so I got that special, you know, connection. Just sends me stuff, and I tell her not to. And I send her stuff, and she tells me not to, but we keep doing it, so. You know, like macaroni and cheese. I'll get a box that's got macaroni and cheese in it. 6 packages.
It's good.
And some Oreos.
So you've got a girlfriend, but she's like sending you bachelor stuff.
Yeah, she sends me.
She's feeding you.
Yes.
She's making you lunch.
Yes.
She's been doing that for a long time.
Forever, yeah, definitely.
As long as you can remember.
Yeah.
Do you have any special messages for your mom? If she could hear this, what would you tell her?
Oh, I'd tell her Happy Mother's Day, and she's great.
All right.
That's
thanks,
it.
Chuck.
Thank you.
So now I've got Marie Calloway with me. Marie,
yes.
what do you do here at KHNS?
Well, I'm a volunteer DJ here at KHNS, Steve. Excited to be one. It's a new thing for me.
As a matter of fact, you're, yeah, pretty fresh.
Almost brand new.
Almost.
2 shows under my belt.
Are you aware that this Sunday is Mother's Day?
I put a card in the mail on Tuesday morning.
Tell me about your mother.
My mom, Fifi, the woman who's, really her name's Phyllis, but she's already named herself in anticipation of the grandchildren she does not yet have. But Fifi, that'll be your grandmother name.
Oh, really?
But yes. But my mother, Phyllis Calloway, born and raised in Tennessee, wonderful woman, highly motivated, and a mad quilter in her current retirement.
Oh, my.
A mad quilter, yep. She's a great woman. She's given a lot of time to her parents right now. They're getting a bit older, and so she was retired in time to spend a lot more time with them and to quilt like a mad woman.
So her mother's still around, too.
Her mother, my gran. Is wow. 87. Her birthday was in April. I actually just went home to see them and to be there for her birthday. So she just turned 87.
Your mother must have retired kind of young.
So she's, let's see, my mom is 30 years, let's see. Yeah, so my mother's 64. So she retired at 62. Yeah, so, you know.
Well, bless her heart.
Yeah.
Other than your own mother, are there any other special mothers in your life? Do you know a lot of mothers?
It's really interesting because I feel like at this point in my life, in my 30s, I have a lot of friends who are becoming mothers. And actually, it's interesting as I was looking at Mother's Day's cards for my own mother, I was thinking of all my friends and how I bet a lot of them are beginning to get Mother's Day cards. For the first or second time.
Right.
Which I thought was kind of interesting. I'm fine with not being a mother and not getting those cards right now. But I do, you know, I do know a lot of them. And then I think in terms, I have sort of an adopted mother who's not an actual mother, but my Aunt Jane, who we also honor on Mother's Day because it's my mother's sister, and she is essentially our mother as well.
So, really? Did you send her a card as well? Or?
Yes.
Absolutely. That's great.
Yeah.
That's great.
Indeed.
Now, this was getting a little bit deeper now.
Oh, dear.
Yeah. What does motherhood mean to you? I mean, I know you think of motherhood and you think mom and your aunt. When I say motherhood, what comes to the top of your head?
I think of great responsibility, unconditional love. I don't know. The older I get, the more aware I think I am of all the sacrifices my mother's made for me and for my sisters. I'm one of 3 sisters. And I just honestly, when I think about it, I cannot believe all that my mother has done for us that we have no idea about, you know. But especially
even now,
like, I mean, I feel a lot more aware than I was at one point, but she works so hard at a million different things. With an actual job, when she had a job where she went to work every day, but then as a mother and a homemaker. And, you know, it was one of those things. Actually, I remember I took a class in college, and it was like a family studies class, and they had you go interview your parents. And I, one of the things I asked her, was there anything about being a mother that she did not enjoy? And she said that it had been just the bane of her existence for the past 20 years that she would cook dinner for us every night.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't know. You know, we didn't know that she detested it. I mean, she detested it. Mm-hmm. And now that there are no kids in the house, they have a new program. But she did it every day. And she never once enjoyed it, apparently.
Oh, my.
So that's not anything that, you know, we're happy. We were like, mother, we wish you hadn't done that all that time.
But she never skipped one either.
But she didn't skip one, you know. And it was really important to her that we all ate together as a family. She went out of her way to make sure that happened every night. And when you think of somebody that for 20 years did something they really, really didn't enjoy, but because in the grander scheme she felt it was really, really important, that's a pretty tremendous sacrifice, really.
That's deep.
That's deep.
You said your mom's in Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
If she could hear you, what would you say?
I'd say, Happy Mother's Day, Mom. I love you, and thank you so much. I'm thankful for you every day.
All right. Thanks, Marie.
Thank you, Steve.
Okay, I've got John Hunt, also known as Kid Burfel, with me here. How you doing?
Fine.
John, what do you do here at KHNS?
I'm doing news.
Okay, that's a good answer. You're quite the interview subject. You know that Mother's Day is this Sunday. Can you tell me about your mother?
She was short. She was loud. She was brash. She was opinionated. She was very strict about us learning proper English and how to... And she was not... Like there's Ray Meneker, who lives in town here. He realizes that English is a live language. It's not Latin. It's not a dead language. It's still changing. My mother wasn't a real strong believer in language changing. It was
so no it was slang.
The way it was.
No
yeah.
slang around the house.
Right. And the rules that she grew up, by God, should be still the rules now that I'm growing up. There were a lot of rules.
There were rules, and there were a lot of them.
Yeah, exactly.
I can just picture her almost. I mean, that's a very good description.
5'1" and 8 feet tall.
Right, right. Are there any special mothers other than your own in your life?
Through different times of my life, there have been some people who have been guides, both men and women, that I looked up to in different ways.
Mm-hmm.
As kind of a parent figure. Plus, my dad shot himself when I was 11 years old, and so I grew up with only my mother from that time on. And
oh,
I have older brothers and sisters and a twin brother, but yeah, my mother was there during those formative teen years, just before teen and teen years, and also...
Tween?
The tween and the teen, and all through, up until about 3.5 years ago.
And now you know other people in your life that are mothers, too. Isn't your wife a mother?
She is. And I have a 21-year-old daughter, and so I was married to her mother.
Uh-huh.
And, yes.
So there's a lot of mothers in your life.
Yeah.
So that being the case, and this is now we're going to get kind of deep, I guess, or we don't have to, but what does motherhood mean to you? If I say motherhood, what comes to mind?
Wow, flowers came to mind.
Really?
As far as the abstract thinking. For me, it would have to be guidance in a lot of different ways. Some of the people listening to this program will know that I worked for KHNS back in the 90s, and the reason I left was I fell in love and left town, moved back to Oregon where my mother was, and through a number of interactions with the woman that I fell in love with, she said, "Dude, you need to get to know your mother." And there were
so your mother and you had not really been getting along or been in touch or
My mother and I had buttons that we would push
on each other.
Yes. And worked through a lot of them and
this woman said, "You need to go deal with this."
Yeah, because there were things that she would say to me and I would immediately get the hairs on the back of my neck would go up, get the hackles up, and it was nothing that she had done. She'd go, where did this behavior come from? And she finally suggested that I go and talk through some of these things with my mother. And so I got to know my mother as an adult and as a friend and as a different kind of guide, you know, different from when you're a kid and when you're growing up and you're in your rebellious age, when you're in your inquisitive age, those ages and eras of your life, you look to your parents, especially my mother for me, in different ways through those different stages. And so going back as a 30-year-old and getting to know my mother as a real adult, not a 22-year-old kid out of college, but a 30-year-old who had been away for 7 years, away from Oregon, away from home, it was a real eye-opener. And it was really good because I got to know why certain things that I would say pushed her buttons, and so I could back off and not go there, and understood her in a lot better way. She grew up during the Depression, and her only sibling, my namesake, John Duncan MacGregor, died when she was 11. My father died when I was 11. A lot of similarities in our youth, and a lot of similarities in our reactions to the way people, to things that people said or things that people did. And so it made me pause and think about why I was reacting in certain ways. And yeah, just really solidified our relationship, made us friends to where I would talk with her at least once a week for the rest of her life.
That's great. That's a great story. With a fairly happy ending, except you mentioned that you used to, so she's not around. She's not with us anymore.
Ma Berfel died about 3.5 years ago.
Ma Berfel.
Yeah. And yes, she's dead.
That's all you've got to say about that. I'm not going to. And
I miss her. I should say that. Ma Berfel died 3.5 years ago, and I miss her still.
I was going to say then, if she were around and this Mother's Day, what would you say?
I would definitely call her. I'd probably be arranging flowers to be sent to her. Mother's Day is also very special for me because my twin brother and I were born on Mother's Day. So it was special for us. It was special for her. About every few years.
It would actually line up on the Sunday.
Yeah.
Because you weren't born on necessarily the second Sunday of every May.
Right.
Just that one May.
Yeah. And so we were born on Mother's Day then when we were 11, then when we were 22, and then for some reason because of leap year, it threw it into, I don't know, when we were 27 or something. And I lost track after that. But yeah, every few years we would have Mother's Day and our birthday on the same day, and so that was kind of special. And so we would have, you know, we'd exchange birthday cards and Mother's Day cards on certain birthdays. And that was pretty cool. So my birthday was just yesterday. Mother's Day is tomorrow. And it's a pretty cool time. Spring has always been my favorite time of year as well. So there were all these things.
A lot of things lining up.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Great. John, thanks for spending your time with us and talking about your mom.
Thank you. And happy Mother's Day.
Now I've got Dan Henry. Good morning, Dan Henry.
Good morning.
Dan, what do you do here at KHNS?
I'm a volunteer, and I've been in and out for years as playing different jobs, but right now I'm just happy being a volunteer.
Dan, tell me about your mother.
Oh, my mother. Well, I'm one of those guys who really believes that my mother is an angel on earth. She's a real sweetheart. She spent her life, more than 30 years, as a registered nurse. For a number of years in the late 80s and 90s, she was a camp nurse at outdoor schools in Oregon for about 13 years, and her name was Stitches. And so she took care of probably thousands of sixth graders and the counselors and everybody else there at the camps. And so she's a real sweetheart.
Are there any special mothers other than your own mother in your life?
Oh, well, you know, certainly there are grandmothers. There's the mother of my child, Jeannie. There's his stepmom, Robin, and she puts a tremendous amount of energy into him. There's a lot of people that I know who have influenced me significantly who are mothers who have taught me how to behave a little bit better, and especially working around children, mothers can be right on the spot if you're not quite, you know, with it. So I've learned a lot from mothers.
And you were mentioning that your mother was a Stitches in the outdoor school for 13 years. So she was basically the mother to thousands.
She was everybody's mother. You know, at outdoor school, the sessions lasted 11 weeks in the spring, 11 weeks in the fall. And every week you got 150 or so sixth graders showing up in buses for their week at outdoor school. And somebody there had to be the adult.
And somebody's going to skin their knee out of all those kids.
Yeah, or get stung by a bee or something. And so she was there. And you know, she has a really great way about her. People who know her in the community know that she's real easy with people and has a big smile and loves to hug people and is just a very loving person. And I never really knew my mother to lie much. But as a nurse, you know, she had her little bag of tricks and her ways of obscuring certain things. And I know that when she was working at outdoor school, there'd be lots of kids coming on and they'd have a tummy ache or they'd have a headache. And a lot of times it was related to homesickness or maybe, you know, they just weren't feeling the top of their mark or something. And so mom had a number of placebos that she would give the kids.
Sugar pills?
Sugar pills or little special Mickey Mouse Band-Aids that didn't really mean anything or go on a hurt necessarily. But the kid always felt better doing that. And she had some kind of, I'm trying to remember what it was. She had some sort of juice that was just like lemon juice or something that she would always tell the kids, now this is my special concoction and it's really going to make you feel great. And so it was just a simple lemonade or something. But as soon as kids drank it, she said it worked every time. They sort of jumped up and they felt better. And how do you feel? Oh, I feel better now. Okay, I'm ready to go outside and play, you know. So as truthful as she was and as loving and honest as she was, she also had this other side to her that sort of obscured pain and suffering, and she was willing to lie to obscure that.
The good kind of lie.
Yeah.
The good kind of lie. Well, and this is a little bit deeper, and you've already kind of touched on it, but when I say the word motherhood, what does that mean to you?
Well, you know, to me it means unconditional love. It means that your mother is going to love you even if you're a snotty little kid. And I remember, especially during my teenage years, saying a few things or, you know, making a few scenes around the house. And she was, you know, she would give me my space. And then when it was time, she'd apply the loving, and it never failed.
Just like the sugar pill and the lemon juice.
Right. And she fooled me every time because it's good getting some loving from your mom or someone like her.
Where is your mother right now?
Right now she's in Eugene, Oregon with my dad.
If she could hear you right now, what would you say?
I'd say, Mom, thanks for all of your patience and your understanding and knowing that you could persevere and eventually see me through to a state where I was an upstanding young man.
Indeed. Thanks, Dan.
Okay, thank you.
All right, now I've got Bill Annis in here. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning.
And what do you do here at KHNS?
I'm a production assistant here.
Bill, tell me about your mother.
Oh, Mom's great. Lives in Indiana and is retired. She was a registered nurse for a number of years. Also has a degree in zoology, but never really practiced zoology. She was a mom and a housewife for a number of years, and then later on worked as a registered nurse in a couple of different hospitals there in Lafayette, and then retired maybe 10 years ago and has a dog and a great little house she lives in, and it's pretty happy.
Are there any special mothers other than your own in your life? Do you know any mothers, or were there any other mothers that... that influenced you? Or?
Oh, yeah. One mother that comes to mind is the mother of actually she and her family were neighbors when I was living back in Indiana. And she has two sons and a daughter. And her name is Carol, and Carol Abel. And she was a librarian for a number of years. And she was just a very, very pleasant person and a good neighbor, and I enjoyed both her and her family for the 3 or 4 years I lived at as a neighbor, and just a great lady, really, really friendly, and just a fun person, fun personality.
What does motherhood mean to you? When I say the word motherhood, what comes to mind?
Motherhood. I guess caring. It may sound a little trite, but motherhood. I guess caring and love and just being a caring kind of person.
And you said your mother was, where is she again?
She's in West Lafayette, Indiana.
Right. And that's, has she always been there? Is that where you're from?
Yeah, well, she was born in Minnesota and then grew up in Colorado. And then we moved from the Denver area back in 1950 to Indiana. So Indiana really feels like it's where I grew up. And we lived in four or five houses there. And so it's,
That's where she is.
That's the, yep.
That's the area.
Yep. Oh, I will. Yep. I'll give her a call and wish her a happy day. And we send cards, too, a lot. So I've already sent her a card, and she'll get that this week, and I'm sure she'll enjoy it.
Sounds good. Do you have any, if your mom could hear you right now, do you have a special message for her?
Oh, I'd say, hi, Mom, and hope you're doing well, feeling well, love you, and have a great Sunday.
All right. Thanks, Bill.
Yeah.
Hey, I've got Fred Brulette in here. Good morning, Fred.
Good morning, Steve.
And what do you do here at KHNS?
Volunteer, play the hits that everybody wants to hear, you know.
Right on. Another volunteer DJ. Fred, you know it's Mother's Day on Sunday?
Yes, I do know that.
You do know that? That's good. That's good. You know, tell me about your mother.
Besides the basics, you know, she's the strongest woman. Strongest person, for that matter, that I know of. Beautiful. Just center of my universe.
Are there any other mothers in your life other than your own that have been influential on you or that you know? Or
Besides my grandmother, who helped raise me, she was the second strongest person I've ever met.
Is that right?
Miss her every day.
Is that right? So she's passed away then?
Yeah.
Sorry to hear that. When I say the word motherhood, what does that mean to you? Like, what does motherhood mean to you?
something I don't ever want to go through. But when you say motherhood, that just usually the image I get is a strong person who's hopefully doing the right thing to bring up other beautiful, great little people.
Cool,
like my mother did.
Like your mother did. Your mother lives here in town. I think you're the first person I've interviewed besides, you're the first person I've interviewed who actually has a mother here.
Yeah, thank you. Thank God I have a mother here.
Right, right. You didn't move.
Keeps me in line.
Does she still do that?
Yeah.
How old are you?
30.
And does she treat you like you're a 30-year-old man?
No. divide that by two.
15, huh?
Yeah.
Do you have any special message for your mother?
Thanks for having me, putting up with me, and, let's make it to, next Mother's Day, next year's.
Cool. Thanks. Thanks, Fred.
Thank you.
Now I've got Andrea Nelson. Good morning, Andrea.
How you doing, Steve?
I'm all right. How are you doing?
I'm doing well.
Good. What do you do here at KHNS?
I'm a volunteer DJ, usually doing sound waves. On Friday mornings.
Okay. You know that Mother's Day is this Sunday.
I do.
You're aware of that?
I am aware. I'm kind of off the hook because my mom is out of country.
Oh, my. We'll get to that in a second. Tell me about your mother.
Well, my mom is actually visiting her mother country right now. She's from the Netherlands, from Rotterdam, and she came here when she was 13 years old and didn't know a lick of English. Never skipped a grade or anything, did real well, and that's her roots, but she's into a lot of things. She's an artist, and she's a docent at the Denver Art Museum, which is funny because I'm work here at the Sheldon Museum.
That's right.
In Haines.
Yeah.
And my brother, by the way, hangs museum shows, so he's a preparator, it's called.
Wow.
And my dad's an engineer, and he doesn't really understand where we came from, so
he doesn't get the art thing at all. The art museum history thing, he's like, let's build things.
That's right.
Any other special mothers in your life other than your own?
Well, I did grow up with a neighbor family who actually, their kids were my age, but I didn't get along with the sons so much as the mom and dad, especially the mom. And we did all sorts of hiking together in Colorado, where I'm from, and just another figure there, another role model that I really appreciated.
Cool. If I say the word motherhood, what does that mean to you? What comes to mind? I know that's kind of a deep one.
Yeah, complications is the first thing.
Complications.
But I guess that unconditional love would be the generic one. But true, I say only a face a mother could love, or just that one person who is committed to thinking about you and taking care of you no matter what, no matter who you are. So that's kind of what comes up. And of course, all, at least my mom revealed to me growing up. So I think about that as well.
All that she revealed to you, like the wisdom and knowledge? Or
yeah, and the world too. I remember in spring one year when I was real little, my mom dragging me outside to the side of the house, and the snow had just melted, kind of a dreary landscape, and pulling away a bunch of dried leaves and showing me crocus coming up, or just little things like that. Your mom kind of reveals the world to you day to day when you're real little. So.
And maybe even when you're not so little.
That's true. That's true.
Okay. And you said your mother's in another country. Where is she?
She's in the Netherlands.
Oh, right. So. Back home.
Yeah.
Or back where she came from. Maybe not home anymore.
Right.
And is she visiting family? Or?
Mm-hmm. She's visiting family, and she's there with another relative of mine who immigrated.
The motherland.
The motherland. That's right.
As it were. If your mom could hear you right now, would you have any special message for her?
I guess thanks, and thank you for continuing to be honest and helping me grow, and appreciating me as an adult as much as she did as when I was a child.
Perfect. Thank you.
You bet.